welcome to another edition, the Apple Festival Labor Day edition of Local Artist Showcase. My name's Izzy. I am your host this afternoon. And I like to kick off the show by thanking the businesses that make it possible, including Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, J&M Farms, Oklawaha Brewing Company, The Purple Onion in Saluda, and Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5, and this week, the only other time you could tune in is by going to WTZQ.com and clicking on Local Artist Showcase under the Programs tab. The show will not re-air tomorrow at noon. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Laurel Park Shopping Center for their big sidewalk sale, so there will not be a re-airing at noon tomorrow. But as always, you can, if you miss a show, you can go to WTZQ.com. We keep each one up for about a week after they air. If you are an artist or a venue, shoot me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. I always love hearing from you, and I will let you in on a little secret. That is the best way your chances of getting on the show are highest if you send me an email. I do look every week at all the different venues of town and see who's playing where and try to pick some of the spots that I think you should know about that maybe have something particularly cool going on. But if you shoot me an email, I will be able to listen to your music and it's a little more top of mind and it makes my research much easier, which I appreciate and I try to reward. So if you are interested in being on the show, maybe you have been featured on the show before, but possibly you've noticed I use a lot of the same music. If you've got new music or music that you don't think I have, send it my way. That is super helpful for me to have when putting together the show. Same goes to venues. Let me know what you got coming up. You can even send me like your entire month-long schedule that you have. If you've got it, send that my way, and I'll be sure to shout out a couple of the shows throughout the month. Kicking off this week's show, it is a show that's actually happening a week from today. I wanted to make sure that you've got enough notice. You could put it on your calendar. The Andrew Thelston Band is going to be performing at Oklawaha Brewing next Friday, the 5th. And this is their funk tribute that they do. If you haven't been to one of Andrew's tribute shows, the way those work is the first set is all originals, and then the second set are all of the, whatever the tribute is, it's all the covers. So this is one of his most well-attended tribute shows, so I would highly recommend checking it out if you haven't already. It is a $7 cover. Show starts at 8 p.m., and I'm going to go ahead and play this song. This is Andrew's most recent single. If you tuned in a couple months ago, we had Andrew on with Katie Lyer to talk about this brand new single that they've put out. So it's available on all streaming platforms. Go check it out. This is Andrew Thelston Band with Katie Lyer and their newest single, Wait It Out.
Down. in the evening. The crow cries in the moon. You left me with no loving. You won't see me no more. The motel in El Paso, at the end of the divide, room 167, tell secrets you can't hide. You can't hide what you've been doing in this shanty desert town. The ghost still talk through hollow walls, even with no souls around. Couldn't be wrong by the wind, 'cause softness turns to tombstone as it's hardened by your sin. Now those sheets are stained from all who've come in contact with your love. They're broken, there's all that's left of a sacrifice. Guess he gave you more. Now bittered hearts leave bloodstained hands as you both walk out the door.
That was Snakebite by Seth and Sarah. They're performing tonight at J&M Farms Friday, starting at 6 p.m. I guess I don't have to tell you what the date is because it's only the show's only airing once this week. Then Burnt Shirt tomorrow for the Grape Stomp event. They will be starting at 2 o'clock, but there are other acts that are playing. It's live music all day. This is an annual event that I somehow must have missed in years past that they do over there. So I was looking up a little bit of information about it. They have, it's a full day of live music, wine tours, and they're always popular Lucy Lookalike contest. Doors open at 11. Wine tours are at noon, 2, and 4. The Lucy Lookalike contest is at 2:30. And then they have three bands that are performing. Of course, Seth and Sarah are from 2 to 5. The Jacktown Ramblers will be on before them from 11 a.m. to 2, and then Highway 52 finishes out the night from 5 until 8. That is going on again this Saturday at Burnt Shirt Vineyards, if you're maybe looking for something to get out of the craziness of Apple Festival. That is a great option. Before that was Waited Out, the newest single by the Andrew Thelston Band, with Katie Lyre. And again, they're performing at Ocklawaha a week from today, Friday the 5th. This is for their funk night, full set of originals, such as the one you just heard, and then they do all funk tunes for the second half of the night. There's a $7 cover at the door, and that show starts at 8 p.m. Believe it or not, I meant to say this at the top of the show, there are over 100 shows happening in Henderson County this weekend alone. It is, I believe, the busiest weekend, at least that I've seen so far this year, by a long shot in terms of shows. So you got plenty of options, and I'm going to tell you about more of them right after this break. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
Hey, it's B-Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right, Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, it is a duo that I have not seen before. I don't think these two have ever played before. Elizabeth McCorvey and Hope Griffin are performing at J&M Farms tomorrow, Saturday the 30th. And yeah, I've not seen the two of them play before. I believe that show, they have two shows going on that day. I want to say theirs starts at, I think theirs starts either at 5 or 6. They'll be in the evening. They got an early show from 1 to 4 that day. So go check it out. You can find the exact time by visiting J&M Farms website or Facebook page. I'm going to play one of Elizabeth's songs because she just released a brand new album, which we had her on the show last month to talk about. The album's called Songs I Sent You. This is the, I believe, the first song off of the album. If you've not listened to that album yet, highly recommend going and checking it out. It is a fantastic album. So here's a song off of that one. This is called Riot Blues.
For the creak of Hell's Gate, from bluegrass to black mountain, no escape in a rebel state. Put your faith in the man of God who promised freedom in the blessed rain. offer up your hopeful cup, but the water, it tastes the same. Run from the old religion, who wrote the hymnal for the hooded man. Rather lose my body in a no-name valley than be buried with a Bible in my hand. But they'll hunt you clear across the country. They'll be dressed in riot blues. You can tell the preachers from the peaceful, 'cause only dogs howl at the moon. If I reach the River Jordan by nightfall, still might meet up with the northern guard. I'll smile through my whitest teeth, hope they're not afraid of the dark. And I don't fear the hounds at my heels, and I don't fear looking death in the eye. I'd sooner fill my lungs in the bottom of a river than dry up in your crooked sunrise. We'll be right back.
And that was Wired by the Get Right Band. They're performing at the Purple Onion this Saturday, tomorrow the 30th, starting at 8 p.m. And that is a $15 show. Before that was Riot Blues by Elizabeth McCorvey off of her brand new album, Songs I Sent You, which is available on all streaming platforms. We actually had Elizabeth on the show just a couple weeks back. She is performing with Hope Griffin, which is a duo I've not seen before. I don't know if this is their first time playing as a duo, but either way, it's not one you see very often, so I would go check it out. They're going to be at J&M Farms also on Saturday evening. Going to take a quick break here, and I will be right back with more songs and shows to tell you about, including in a couple of minutes, I will go over the Apple Festival music schedule and stuff that's going on Labor Day Monday. So stay tuned in. That's coming up later on in the show. I'll be right back. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit PurpleOnionSaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016. Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next is Underhill Rose. They are performing on Saturday the 30th at Sierra Nevada, and that show starts at 2 p.m. Again, if you are trying to get around the Apple Festival traffic and need a little break from downtown, this is a great option that's well out of the way, so you won't be dealing with any of those traffic issues. Here is Underhill Rose with their song, Helpless Wanderer.
Well, I should have spent the night in a cheap motel somewhere in Hickory. I left from home about a quarter to five, and that's the best thing that went for me. I lost my way at 85 and 40, and I lost my wallet too. It sure does hurt you when you don't eat right or you're drinking coffee like soup. It's all I am is a helpless wanderer. Take the night.
I should have gone to bed at 8 o'clock. Slept the whole night long with thoughts and dreams of healing things, instead of sitting and drinking and singing songs. But I don't mind if I lie like a fiddle, just take the truth, slice it down a little, 'cause in the end there is little I can do. 'Cause all I
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment.
Our first cover of the show, that was Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. That's a Ruth Brown cover done by Virginia and the Slims. They are performing at Southern Appalachian Brewery tonight, the 29th, starting at 7 p.m. And once again, before that was Helpless Wanderer by Underhill Rose, a name that I don't see performing in town very often. So if you liked what you heard, I would recommend trying to make their show this weekend. They're at Sierra Nevada on Saturday the 30th, starting at 2 o'clock. I'm going to take one more quick break, and when I get back, I will get into my honorable mention section, where I'll be telling you about some Labor Day Monday shows going on, Apple Festival shows, all that good stuff. So stay tuned in. I'll be right back.
Hey, Hendersonville. It's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Local Artist Showcase, the last segment of the show, and this is the part where I go into my poorly named honorable mention section, where I tell you about some other shows that are going on this weekend, because like I said at the top of the show, there are over 100 shows by my count going on in Henderson County alone this weekend. So we would be here all weekend long if I played songs by every single artist that's performing this weekend. So I unfortunately just cram as many as I can into an hour. So I like to have this little segment because there's usually shows that I want to tell you about that I'm not going to have time to play music for. So starting off by giving a little bit of love to our sponsors, the Purple Onion on Thursday the 4th has Wes Collins. Can you even believe it? September is here, right around the corner. Wes Collins on September 4th at 7:30, and that is a $10 show. You can purchase tickets at purpleonionsaluda.com. Over at Ocklawaha, Friday tonight, Skeeto's Ghost is performing from 8 until 11. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Abby Elmore Band takes the stage starting at 8 p.m. And then on Sunday, The Brew is performing from 3 until 5. A great, particularly for those Friday and Saturday shows, that's a great post-Apple Festival place to go and visit if you have gotten all of your Apple necessities downtown. You can go wind down over at Ocklawaha. And then moving over to J&M Farms, we've already talked about their Friday and Saturday shows, but they do have an early show on Saturday from 1 to 4 with Tracy Davis and the TMI Band. That's before Hope Griffin and Elizabeth McCorvey take the stage. And then on Sunday, Three Shades of Grey is performing from 2 until 5. Moving over to, of course, the main stage over at the Apple Festival, which will have entertainment all weekend long. They have tonight, they've had entertainment all day today, but the last show, the headliner, which is on stage right now as you're listening to this, probably, well, no, they take the stage at 6:30, so you still have time. The Buddy K Big Band will be over there. They, again, take the stage at 6:30 tonight, the 29th. And then tomorrow, starting at 9:45 a.m., this is all on the main stage, Pat's School of Dance, excuse me, will take the stage at 9:45 in the morning. Then at 11:15 a.m., new this year, the Kenya Safari Acrobats will be on stage. Also new this year, the Stipe Brothers are performing starting at 12:30 with Dan Ruiz and Joel Callahan. At 1:45, the Green Valley Cloggers. At 2:30, Blake Elledge Band. Of course, if you were at the last Rhythm and Brews, you saw Blake Elledge, who was the opener that night and absolutely did a fantastic job. So if you are itching to hear him again, that's a great chance to see him. And then the headliner tomorrow night is the Mighty Kicks, starting at 5:30. Then on Sunday at 12:40, Relieve Dance will be starting the day, I should say. And then at 2 o'clock, the Lonesome Road Band, which we'll be talking about a little bit more here in just a couple minutes. I got a song of theirs I'm going to play. At 3:15, the Kenya Safari Acrobats are back, and they'll take the stage. 4 o'clock is Free Flow, their variety band. And then ending the weekend over on that big stage is the Party Parrot Band. I believe this is their first time at the Apple Festival. I think I saw that somewhere. They are a Jimmy Buffett cover band and the headliner for that night for all you parrot heads out there. Last thing I wanted to tell you about in this segment, there is a ton of music happening on Labor Day Monday. So if you got Labor Day off and you're looking to go see some great music, here are the places that have music in town this weekend. Burnt Shirt Vineyards will have the Paper Crowns from 2 to 5. Johnson's Legacy Vineyard, our newest vineyard in town, that's it isn't across the street from St. Paul, but that's the closest landmark to it. So they are out that way. Daniel Sage will be performing from 4 to 6. Yes, 4 to 6. Mills River Brewing. If you didn't get enough of your Jimmy Buffett fix, they've got It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band performing from 2 to 5. Point Lookout Vineyards has the Showboat Band from 2:30 to 5:30. Sierra Nevada has the Feels from 2 to 5. And then, of course, Trailside Brewing, as they do every Monday, have their traditional Irish music session from 4 until 7. All right. Whew. I feel like I got to like catch my breath after all this. Up next, as promised, the Lonesome Road Band. They are, like I said, performing at the Apple Festival main stage on Sunday the 31st at 2. But they will also, the day before, be at the Laurel Park Village Sidewalk Sale and Car Show from 1 to 3. That's on Saturday the 30th. Of course, we will be doing a live broadcast out there tomorrow. That's why there's not going to be a local artist showcase re-airing tomorrow. So go check them out at either place. Here is a cover of Brandy by Looking Glass.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment.
Finishing out the show, that was the Caribbean Cowboys with their Eagles cover of Seven Bridges Road. Steve Weems and the Caribbean Cowboys are going to be at Point Lookout Vineyards on Saturday the 30th starting at noon. I thankfully have a weekend off, which I am very much looking forward to. It is going to be a extremely busy fall for me, gigging wise, so it was nice that this ended up working out the way that it did. So if you are looking to catch me out performing, your next chance won't be until next Friday. I will be at Mud Puppies on Friday the 5th, but this weekend I encourage you to get out and see one of the over 100 shows that are going on in Henderson County this weekend. Again, I want to say a huge thank you to the sponsors of the show, Ocklawaha Brewing Company, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, J&M Farms, The Purple Onion in Saluda, and Octopus Garden Smoke Shops. As a reminder, there will not be a re-airing of the show tomorrow at noon because there is a live broadcasting that we're doing from the Laurel Park Shopping Center for their sidewalk sale. So make sure you tune in for that. And if you want to re-listen to any part of today's show, you can go to WTZQ.com and click on the Programs tab, click on Local Artist Showcase, and you'll find a link there. If you are an artist or a venue, give me a shout by emailing 1600@WTZQ.com. Let me know what shows you got coming up. Send me any MP3 or WAV files of your music that you want me to consider. And if you got anything else particularly exciting, like an album release, single release, anything of that nature, let me know in the email. Venues, also please give me a shout. Let me know what live shows you got coming up. Add me to your email list. That is a great way to up your chances of me featuring you on the show. With that, I hope you have a great weekend. If you're going to see Earl Scruggs Music Festival this weekend, have a great time. If you're going to Apple Festival, have a great time. If you're just going to enjoy your Labor Day, your three-day weekend, and just go and see some shows around town this weekend, that's not one of those two things. Whatever you decide to do, I hope you make live music part of it. This is a very big weekend, not just for our local musicians, but also for our local venues. And they rely on weekends like this and tourism money and local money, especially during these holiday weekends, to help during the slower months that we are getting ready to enter into. So as always, as a musician myself, I appreciate all of you that come out to shows and support the local music scene. It means a lot to us because we couldn't do what we do, and we wouldn't have as thriving of a music community without people like yourself supporting local venues, local musicians, and local radio shows that get to talk about local musicians and local venues. So thank you so much. I'll get off my soapbox and let you enjoy your weekend. I will see you on Monday. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Stay tuned
and listen local.